Recording, so they must be using the same.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Yes, you said your name was Joyce?
That is correct.
Okay. Yes, good evening, Miss Joyce. My
good
name
evening.
Is my name is Zarina Wigert, and I'm calling about a couple of charges on my bank statement here that is not quite clear. So,
may I start out by getting your zip code, please, if you don't mind?
Yes, it's 26101.
26101. And
correct.
You said that first name was what, ma'am?
Zarina, it's C like Caesar, Z like zebra, A like Alpha, R like Romeo, I is India, N like November, A is Alpha, Zarina.
Okay, Zarina, and the
Wigert.
Spelling. Okay.
You got it. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. For security purposes, do you please mind verifying your address?
Yes. It's 1401 Camden Avenue, Parkersburg, West Virginia, 26101.
Give me 1 second and let me locate that account associated with you, please, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Alrighty, I was able to locate an account associated with you, and I do see back on May the 24th that you paid $7, and seems like, well, you declined that, but you paid $5.74 for a tactical bag, and then you paid $9.97, and that was for the survival bracelet. Both of these items were
survival
actually...
Survival what?
Bracelet.
Don't know what that is.
Okay, I do have a charge for $5.74, and you say that was
for the tactical bag.
Yes. Okay. I guess we did receive that.
And then it was a $9.97, and that was the shipping and handling to receive a survival bracelet.
Nope. Never ordered
that. Okay, that we never got, never ordered neither.
Okay, you did
receive... You said 79 cents?
$9.97, which you paid for the shipping and handling to receive the survival bracelet. $5.74 was the shipping and handling to receive the tactical bag.
Okay. Well, the technical bag, which was a...
Okay, we did get the bag anyhow.
Okay. What that item was, it was a welcoming gift to become a member of what we call the Factory Direct Savings Store, which happens be an online web store. And you would bill that membership fee 48 hours later after becoming a part of that Factory Direct Savings Store. I do see the membership fee that they billed you was $67.32.
Oh, gosh, heaven's help. This is $64 and what?
$67.32 is what they bill you for the membership fee.
47 cents. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now let's, Now the thing is, we were billed for the bag, okay? We will accept that because we got the little mini bag, whatever it was supposed to be, this little, it's a kiddie, it's a joke. Okay, so we will accept that charges. But for the bracelets and whatever membership fee that is, could you be so kind to cancel that in full?
I will be more than happy to counsel you out of that, okay? Give me 1 second.
No. Oh, my goodness. This is just, yeah. Oh.
Alrighty, I've gone ahead and actually canceled you out of that, okay? So that cancellation does take effect immediately, and I do have a cancellation number for you if you'd like to take that down.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Okay,
That
which one is that for? The membership?
it, we canceled the whole order. Now, the cancellation does not mean a refund unless you request a refund.
Well, that is what I want, the cancellation with the refund.
Alrighty. Well,
Because
now,
this is all unauthorized.
no,
Okay,
ma'am.
but I will accept. The
Okay.
fact is that we did receive the little kitty bag, whatever survival bag that was. It wasn't what we expected as a promo. It was a promotion given through T-Mobile, and that is where we kind of expected it to be a reputable situation, but it's not the case.
Okay.
So the little mini crappy, and I'm being very derogative here, bag that's supposed to be a little survival bag that they posted as a military survival bag. Actually, I mean, it's nothing. So that promotion, okay, the bracelet, that is unauthorized, and also the membership is unauthorized. So we expect a total refund for that.
Okay, now you say you never received the bracelet?
We never received anything but that little backpack thing, supposedly. A little kitty backpack, whatever it was.
Okay, now I will do a refund of the bracelet since you said you did not receive it. It says it was delivered to you in your mailbox on May the 27th, but you're saying you never received that
We
bracelet.
never received anything. Just we received the kitty little survival backpack, whatever it is. It wasn't even a backpack. It was just a little pouch. Okay. That we did receive. So, I mean, the $5 and whatever it was, but the $9, 97 and the 67 for the membership was unauthorized, and we would like to have a full refund for that.
Alrighty. Okay. Now, the request for the refund of the membership fee, we can provide a copy of it is a valid charge, but what I can do, I will go ahead and refund the bracelet since you did not receive that. That request for a refund on the membership fee, I can offer you 35% refund
No,
of that
we
charge
would
you would
like to
bill.
have the full refund because it's unauthorized. According to, that was an unauthorized fraudulent because I would not have agreed to a membership that I'm never going to take use of.
I do
So I would
understand
never have
that.
agreed to that. So please, I would like to have the full refund of that, please.
And I do understand that, ma'am, but
Yes.
we can provide the terms and condition, and it was authorized. When you scroll down, it is authorized in the terms and conditions. Now, the computer has generated a 50% refund of that charge, and it would
Ma'am,
refund you $33.66.
no, ma'am, actually, it was an unauthorized membership because I would never agree to pay $67 for a membership that I will never use again.
Once you scroll down in the terms and condition, it is there, and we can provide documents.
Ma'am, it was not on
there.
The terms and condition.
Yes,
when
ma'am.
I read it, there was not a terms and condition when I read it. What it told me, all that flashed up was constantly different promotions that it gave me, ma'am. Because I've been doing marketing for a long time, and I always read the terms and conditions, because if it is something that I would not authorize, no, I did not authorize that, ma'am. And I would appreciate if we could get the full refund.
Well, ma'am, the most
because,
the system would generate, and it is not me.
Well, then please speak to your supervisor, ma'am. But I'm not agreeing to that terms. I did not agree to the terms in the first place, and I'm not agreeing to a partial refund. I would like to have the total refund
generated to a refund of 75%, and that will refund you
$50.49. No, ma'am, the full 100%, I need to get refunded back to my account. And then I will take the confirmation of the 100% refund.
Give
not 35, not 50, not 75,
supervisor.
Ma'am. Yes,
give me
please.
1 minute.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Joyce.
All righty, ma'am. I spoke with my supervisor, and she said the only thing that the system is generating is a 75%.
No, ma'am, 100%. Yes, 100% of the refund, ma'am.
I'm just telling you exactly what she advised me of. The most the system is generating is
okay. Well, then the thing is, it's been no, ma'am, the 100%. If it's something that I have not agreed to, then that means it's a fraudulent clause that was in your, I would never agree to something that I did not know that I was going to use. And like I said, the only reason I went for that promotion was it's because it was generated or given to us by a reputable company, which is T-Mobile. Otherwise, I don't go for any kind of promotion for the simple fact of what is just taking place right now. Yes, there's too many hidden clues. So according to the law, if there is a hidden fraudulent clause, and I need to receive all of my refund back. Not 7, not 50, not 35, not 50, not 75, 100% of my refund back. And that will make me whole.
Give me
and
one
not
second.
Make me pay for something that I did not have or use.
Give me 1 second.
Because
ma'am.
That's fraudulent.
Speak with her again.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Alrighty, ma'am. I did speak with her again, and she did advise me again. They are valid charges, and they will provide those valid charges to anyone they need. They are there, and we do have proof of them being there. But she said I could go ahead and do a one-time courtesy refund of
okay.
the charge back to your account, and that's only a one-time courtesy refund.
Well, that is all I need. Okay, and that will be 100%.
And that will appear back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
100%.
That will appear back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
100% of the $67.47 and $9.97, correct?
The $9.97 and then the other hold refund of what you were requesting will appear back in the account. It does take anywhere from 3 to 5
So just repeat the amount, please. Just repeat the amount.
the refund of what you would bill $67.32 and the refund of $9.97, it does take anywhere from 3 to 5 business days before it appears back into your account. Are you ready for the confirmation number?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
All righty. Give me 1 second. And that will be C as in Charlie.
Okay, so the first one would be for which, the $9?
This is the cancellation number. It canceled everything, and it's just automatically. This is the cancellation number you need to keep as a reference. It would be C as in Charlie.
Okay.
260-358-732.
Okay. Repeat, please.
That's C as in Charlie, 260-358-732.
Gotcha. All righty.
And that's a, you say that's a cancellation
number?
That is
the cancellation number where your account was canceled. It will verify for the refunds that are going back to your account as well.
Okay, for the
$9.95. It will verify for refunds going back to your account. That is of both of them.
For both of them, the $6.70. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So we did receive the backpack, so we won't pay for the, we will pay for the $5.74, correct?
That is what, yes, ma'am. I mean, you only paid the $5.74 to receive the backpack.
Right, we received that. Okay. All righty. Okay. Okay, and this, okay. So think, and this is for both accounts, okay.
Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Well, no. Well, thank you for checking on that and your patience also, and we appreciate that that has been corrected.
I do thank you for calling customer service,
yes.
And you please have a great evening.
Yes, thank you, and you do the same, Ms. Joyce.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
All right. Cheerio. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So that